You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle, 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. New details have been released about three deaths that happened earlier this week, including one in Vernon County. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
We're learning more about the tragic circumstances around the death of a State Patrol Bureau director and a special education teacher. Dane County Sheriff Calvin Barrett released details this morning for the first time. It says David and Terry Pabst were found dead in their Middleton home on Tuesday. Their son's girlfriend spoke to the State Journal. She says he told her that, quote, everyone has to die. She says she called police and then authorities knew to look for 25-year-old James Pabst. The state patrol eventually found him in Vernon County, where authorities say he died by suicide after a standoff with police. Sheriff Barrett says they believe James shot and killed his parents late Monday night. WISC reports that WSDOT Secretary Christina Boardman sent an email to staff. David Pabst had nearly a 40-year career with the state patrol. He was the State Patrol Bureau of Transportation Safety director. The State Journal reports Teresa Pabst was a special education teacher and paraeducator at Cromery Middle School from 2017 to 2022.
According to Vernon County Sheriff Roy Turgerson, James Pabst took his own life after a standoff with law enforcement in Vernon County. It was a busy La Crosse Common Council meeting Thursday. The council approved a development agreement for the former La Crosse Tribune building site to add 260 housing units and commercial space. Also approved was a measure to pay $115,000 for park and public space security on weekends, and another item to set aside $50,000 for legal fees related to the Town of Campbell's incorporation petition. Airport operating budget items and a measure to replace the La Crosse Center roof were also approved. La Crosse's Pathways Home program is receiving funding from a state grant. $350,000 was awarded to Pathways Home to hire a social worker and help with housing assistance, treatment plans, and supplies. The La Crosse County Board still has to approve the funding, which should run through 2027. The La Crosse Common Council, meanwhile, is delaying a decision for the Pathways Held Leases program due to a need for more landlords to join the initiative. They'll take it up again at August's meeting. For the third straight year, the Universities of Wisconsin system is increasing undergraduate tuition rates for its four-year campuses. UW schools will raise tuition by 5%, except for Green Bay going up by 4% and River Falls adding 5.8%. The announcement comes after the state's biennial budget provided $256 million in additional funding to UW. After a 10-year freeze on tuition increases, the UW system raised tuition by 5% in 2023 and 3.75% in 2024. The Board of Regents unanimously approved the increases. UW La Crosse is moving forward with plans to finish work on the Prairie Springs Science Center. The announcement this week came after $194 million was included in the state's biennial budget for the project. With the additional funding, UWL will add 30 new rooms, including classrooms and labs, to the Science Center. About half of UWL's student body is pursuing a degree in science, according to Chancellor James Beebe. All four of La Crosse's Democratic legislative members voted to approve the biennial budget last week. One of La Crosse's public pools will be closed this weekend. The Veterans Memorial Pool will close this Friday through Sunday. According to city officials, the closure is because of staffing shortages. Two other city pools, Northside Community and Erickson, will remain open. Veterans Memorial is scheduled to reopen on Monday when the city can staff the pool. Admission to La Crosse's public pools is $5 per person. You can find out more information on pool hours and scheduled activities on the city's government website. Another candidate for governor has entered the fray. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
Bill Barry, and a Navy SEAL veteran and business leader, has entered the governor's contest. In his announcement, Barry said his campaign will focus on conservative principles, manufacturing revitalization, and opposition to the current governor's policies. He's the latest Republican to join the primary, alongside Washington County Executive Josh Shulman. Governor Evers hasn't yet said whether he plans to run again.
Voters are split on whether Governor Tony Evers should seek a third term. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
The pollsters at Marquette Law School asked Wisconsin voters, do you think Evers should run for a third term? Charles Franklin, director of the poll.
42% say he should seek a third term, 55% say he should not, and 2% say they don't know. Again, a big partisan gap. 93% of Republicans no, 83% of Democrats yes. So that's 15% of Democrats saying no and 1% don't know. But among those independents, the 12% that are purely independent, it's 37% he should run, 50% not, 9% don't. know.
Franklin says Evers has a good record among Wisconsinites.
31 polls, his net approval has been positive, and in just 4 polls, net approval negative. So it's a pretty strong record. He remains the most popular of the political figures in the state that we ask about.
Democrats are shooting for a trifecta, aiming to take both chambers of the legislature and ensure there's a Democrat in the governor's office next year. Wisconsin is one of 5 states that President Donald Trump won last year that has a Democratic governor and a gubernatorial election in 2026. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
The 2026 fall primary is 13 months away, with the gubernatorial election a year from November. While the main heavy rain threat has moved south of the Cooley region, we're still expecting some wet weather overnight. Today will be cloudy with highs in the mid-80s and chances of showers. Tonight, showers and storms could bring up to 1 inch of precipitation to some areas, with more to the south. The weekend will see comfortable weather with highs in the low 80s. It'll be hot to start the week next week, with temperatures approaching 90 before a cool down by midweek. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
It's back to work for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Milwaukee, where the Brewers open a 3-game weekend series against the Nationals. At 50 wins and 43 losses, the Brewers in second place in the NL Central, just 2 games behind the first place Cubs. The Brewers coming off that 3-game sweep of the Dodgers. Now, with Freddy Peralta scheduled to pitch this Sunday, closer Trevor McGill will represent the team in the All-Star game next week.
Sweep the Dodgers at home, that's give the fans what they want, right? That was awesome. Glad to be a part of that, and then also with the news as well. Like, that's just some goal that I put out in the offseason. Here it is coming true.
The Nationals are in last place in the NL East, 16 games behind the Phillies. They fired their manager, Dave Martinez, and GM Mike Rizzo earlier in the week. Miguel Cairo named interim manager. Basketball, NBA Summer League action underway in Nevada. The Bucks with a 90-89 win over the Denver Nuggets last night. Jamari Bouye with a 3-pointer at the buzzer. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you thought it was hard to cancel a streaming subscription before, brace yourselves, because it's about to get even more difficult. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the Federal Trade Commission's click-to-cancel option has been struck down by a federal appeals court. The FTC has tried to make it equally as easy to cancel a subscription as it is to sign up, so expect much more frustration. The whole issue started with Amazon, which was accused of tricking customers into signing up for Prime, then making it extremely difficult to cancel. I guess we know how Bezos paid for that wedding. Here's a Hollywood beat just for me. I hope you like it too. The show Bosch is coming back by way of another spinoff. Ballard will drop on Amazon Prime like Bosch and Bosch Legacy did previously, both of which are now kaput. Maggie Q will play Renee Ballard. Titus Welliver will return as Harry Bosch, who will assist Ballard with cold cases from time to time. All 10 episodes of Ballard dropped a couple days ago and are available on Prime. Mariska Hargitay has experienced an almost unprecedented run as an actor on the show Law and Order Special Victims Unit. And now she has a director's credit as well. She is the creative force behind a documentary about her late mother, Jane Mansfield, called My Mom Jane. The Hollywood Reporter is now saying the documentary will be eligible for the Oscars, since it's been revealed that it had a short theatrical run at a North Hollywood movie theater last week. My Mom Jane is available to stream on HBO and is getting very good reviews. Sarah Jessica Parker feels she had to defend herself for not endorsing a political candidate publicly. The And Just Like That and Sex and the City star told Nicole Wallace on her podcast, she didn't believe social media was the place for quick political conversations. To her credit, Parker says she's not going to go into an argument unless she is totally educated on an issue. Imagine that. There is only one new release this weekend, but it's a big one. I'm talking about, of course, the highly anticipated Superman, which, according to Rotten Tomatoes, critics seem to approve of and audiences are raving about. The film is directed by James Gunn and stars David Cornsweet as the title character. Joining him in the cast is the marvelous Miss Maisel's Rachel Brosnahan, Bradley Cooper, and Nicholas Holt. In the latest installment, Lex Luthor is a tech billionaire. Sounds about right. And since this is the age of the re-release, and if you're lucky enough to live in a city where there is a limited showing, check out One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary and is playing in various cities. The film stars much younger versions of Jack Nicholson and Danny DeVito and has won 5 Oscars for Best Picture and 1 for Nicholson as Best Actor. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Our high right around 85 this afternoon. Tonight, thunderstorms, some locally heavy rain. Our low 68 tomorrow. Scattered showers, thundershowers early, clearing in the afternoon with a high right around 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.